Sunday, we were talking about repaying the kindness of others. And I was thinking that when we talk about the kindness of the three jewels, one of the ways in which we repay their kindness is making offerings. No? And so we make offerings not only to create merit, but as a way of repaying kindness. Okay? Because when we make offerings, we're expressing something. And of course, the best way of repaying the kindness is by putting the teachings into practice. Yeah, that's the best way to repay the kindness. And I would think when we're giving gifts to ordinary people too, we should really look at our motivation. And when we give a gift, is it so that the other person is going to like us? Or are we doing it as a way of repaying their kindness? You know, with a sincere mind. Not with a mind that feels obligated to repay their kindness, because that's not very sincere. Yeah, obligation is, then we're not even, the mind's not really being very generous at all, is it? Yeah. But to give gifts with the mind that sees the other person's good qualities, respects their good qualities, and especially in the case of other ordinary sentient beings, with our mind seeing their kindness and wanting to repay their kindness. Okay? And that's a very different way than giving a gift, you know, because that's how we ordinarily do. Ordinarily, it's often out of obligation, and it's often so that somebody's going to like us. You know, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I give you a present, and then you'll think I'm a nice person. Or I'll give you a present, and then you'll give me one. Hopefully, which costs more than the one I gave you. You know, so those are not sincere ways of giving. So it's an interesting thing for us to look at is, you know, how we make an offering, how we give a gift, and what is the mind motivating that, okay, as an expression of repaying kindness.
Champ Bell has on the board that I wondered about too, and wasn't so aware of flowers and things that are put on the altar that are offered to the Buddha. Uh-huh. Those can't really be taken and given. I think some flowers are being taken from the altar and given to me. But
no.
Okay.
No. Somebody put some flower petals in front of my door last week. But generally, I don't have flowers. But you gave me that purple flower last night.
It was offered to the Buddha.
It was offered to the Buddha.
And all the flowers that we've put in your little arrangements have already been offered to the people. Yes. That was my question, actually.
Okay.
All the costumes.
Some of the household flowers, but you know, the flowers, the little tiny blooms that we put together and stuff, and that lucky last night was given to the triple gem.
No, if something's been offered to the triple gem, then and it's a plant for the triple gem, you shouldn't cut anything and give it to somebody else. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now that flower is on my altar, mm-hmm. but you know, if something. If you wanted to give me flowers, you should give me flowers when they first come, before they've been offered. Mm-hmm. But up until now, I haven't been getting many.
Well, it's only been on Thursday nights because we didn't want to give you juice, so we weren't clear about the food, but wanted to give you something, so that's what we've been coming up with.
Okay. Yeah, and also things that have been offered on the altar, you don't sprinkle on the floor where somebody walks over them. So whoever did it, I realized they had a kind motivation, but I had to sweep the flower petals away. So you don't step over things that have been offered to the Buddha.
Thank you. But then I thought if a bunch of us picked rose petals two summers ago to give to Kenzen Fujin to have him walk on it. Now,
yeah.
Before first offered, they were just...
Yeah, that's fine.
That's okay.
That's
so
fine.
So first offering.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, if you just take things that you've taken and you spring from plants and you sprinkle them, that's fine. But the idea is that it's not that something belongs to the Buddha and then you decide you can use it for something else.
Yeah. Okay.
And so you take it. And also things that have been offered to the Buddha, we should treat respectfully. Mm-hmm. So that's why all the water from the altar, we don't flush down the toilet, mm-hmm. we don't put it in,
you know, the sinks with the food and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Also to all the houseplants. Mm-hmm. I think of all their offerings to the triple gem church. So that's something else that I didn't have any clarity on. We would offer the blooms from them, little leaves and stuff. But they're all offerings that we've been just trying to keep alive and use as little parts of the house. So is that?
Yeah. Well, you can't fit them all on the
altar.
Actually, I mean, this whole place has been altar. Yeah. So we take care of the things, but not everything can fit on the altar.
And one more question I had too is, since we're talking about it, is that you had made a comment once about that it's not appropriate to make a food offering to a teacher, particularly if they're keeping the precepts or not eating the afternoon meal or on a day where we're doing the Mahayana precepts.
Yeah.
But on a Thursday night, since you do eat the medicine meal, is it appropriate for
you? No. Okay. And also when I'm teaching, it just clutters the table. You know, I told you that story because I did that with my teacher, mm-hmm. because that was the opportunity I had to give my teacher something, because it was disturbing to go to his room every day to give something. Mm-hmm. So I put it on his table, mm-hmm. you know. But if for me, the you know, like especially if there's things that are going to fall off or whatever, it's more of an obstacle, even though the motivation behind it is a very good one. Yeah. But if you're going to make an offering, then it's better to come and give it to me or to put it on my altar or something like that.